Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
May is Mental Health Month, and that is what we're going to talk about. There are a lot of activities going on and a lot of opportunities to learn and just find out more information and really see just what's available around here, and it is a lot. And we have with us this morning Rita Girard, the Executive Director of Mental Health America of Fredericksburg. Good to have you back, Rita.
Good morning.
And you have brought with you and Michelle Wagaman for the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board. You seem to go together. You just are...
We do. We work very well together.
Yeah, you do. You
we
just
like,
are.
Yeah, we're best buds.
You're kind of like you're kind of like twins now on this this show. And we welcome for the first time Suzanne Ludlum. Is an author and is with Trinity Yoga Therapy in South Stafford. Suzanne, great to have you here. Good morning.
Thanks, Ted. Nice to be here.
Great to have you, and we'll have you tell your story and what you do as we go along this morning. I want to start with you, Rita, because one of the events that you first introduced me to a few years ago is coming up on May the 5th at Morey Park in downtown Fredericksburg. It is the Walk for Mental Wellness.
That's right. This is the 11th annual Walk for Mental Wellness. It is on Saturday, May 5th. The last couple years, we've had great weather. I don't know if anybody remembers last May, it rained for 28 days straight. But at 9 o'clock, when people checked in the walk, the sun came out, and it was gorgeous, and it was like, yay, it's spring. And so the forecast for next Saturday looks really promising, so we're excited. We already have quite a few people registered. Got great sponsors, but it's a good event. We've got wonderful silent auction items. We've got people play, games, face painting, food. It's a great, great place. Lots of energy.
It is. It's one of those kind of walks. When I first went a few years ago, I saw that it's a number of these walks where people are there, and they're there in most cases for a reason, for either a family member or themselves. Or someone they work with, and that makes this kind of event just a little bit more special.
Well, absolutely. And so, Mental Health America Fredericksburg, our purpose is to change minds, change lives. We want to help people have the best mental health and well-being that they can possibly have. And we've got, some great programs, and this walk supports those programs so that we can actually get out into our community and affect lives. And so it's our major fundraiser, but more than that, it's a lot of darn fun.
Oh, it is. It is. And I remember I didn't go last year because I was sure it was going to rain. And afterwards, I saw all these pictures, and you told me. You said, if you just listen to me, I told you we're going to be fine. Because it did. It stopped raining right at the time, because it was raining right up until 9 o'clock.
The night before, the Friday before the walk, we put up this big tent that, that the band uses, because we got live music. And so as we put up the tent, it was raining so hard that we had to loosen the flaps or whatever you call them on the tent to let the water flow off the roof of it, because it was starting to cave in. And so as my husband and another gentleman who were helping us unlatch those, the water from the top of the tent went down their arms, down their stomachs, down to their feet. It was like, they were like, it's going to be horrible tomorrow. And it's like, nope, it's going to be perfect. And it was.
Change in location a little bit this year. I mean, you're just down, you're basically in the neighborhood, but Morey Park's a little bit, you've been in Herkamp Park in recent years. Now you're over by Morey Stadium.
Right. So the city has made a change in their policies, and so Herkamp Park wasn't available for us this year. And so we chose to still keep the walk downtown, and we're at Morey Park, which is at the corner of William and Kenmore. It's the old dog park, if anybody remembers.
Yeah.
And so it's a great location, lots of trees.
There are.
It's beautiful. And the good news is we can use the bathrooms. So we don't even have to use a porta-john. So that's the beauty of this whole... I mean, you got to look for the silver lining, Ted.
You did, Rita. Congratulations. Yeah. No, it's a good spot.
It's a good spot. And we will walk through Maury or through her camp park. So there'll be a little bit of a different route. There's a 1 mile walk and then there's a 3 mile walk. And so the route will take us through her camp so we can all just still have that energy of her camp.
Yeah. But. Okay. That's so. So again, it's May the 5th, 9 a.m. registration, and the walk begins at 10. You can go, there's either a 1 or a 3 mile course. Can you sign up the day of the walk?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. You can go ahead and sign up now at, mhafred.org/walk. However, just show up on the day of the walk. We want people there. And that's what happens to a lot of people that go, yeah, I want to do that walk, but I'm going to wait to see what the weather's like. Well, I'm promising you good weather, but people will get up in the morning. But yeah, just show up.
No, it's a fundraiser. It's a great day. The thing that got me the first time I went, and you told me that some teenagers spoke. And they were a couple of at the time some students from Riverbend, and it was pretty raw kind of stuff, and you really saw there just that this is a topic for all ages.
Right. So we have at Mental Health America of Fredericksburg, we have a group called Teen Council. They're kids who are in high schools, and we have a representation from a wide variety of high schools who. They get together, and what their mission is to spread mental health awareness in their schools and to be that person that, looks around and sees a kid who's sitting by themselves at the cafeteria and go over and reach out to them and let other people in their school know that it's okay to say, I'm struggling today. Can you help me out?
Yeah.
Or it's okay to go up to somebody and say, you don't look yourself. You want to talk? So they're a great group of kids. And through their involvement in Teen Council, they've grown and they have developed better mental health. So it's awesome.
Again, the 11th annual Walk for Mental Wellness is Saturday the 5th, Maury Park in downtown Fredericksburg. You can sign up and get more information, mhafred.org/walk. From the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board, Michelle Wagaman. And Michelle, we're going to get into, you've got a number of events going on, but just overall, this is a lot of what you and the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board does every day. And I guess to team up with people like Rita and Suzanne and just get the community involved in an emphasis like this is really good just for information.
Absolutely. Our outpatient clinics see, hundreds of people every day. And we want to be that provider that fills the need in community. But we also know that we can't do it alone, and that's why collaborations are so important. And partnering to host events during awareness months is key because we can amplify our voices together. This May, we have our 14th annual Art of Recovery exhibit with the first Friday opening on May 4th, and that'll be on display through Memorial Day. It features artwork from 40 artists with mental illness from around the state, and it's hosted at the Pawn Shop. Gabe and Scarlett Pawns are wonderful community advocates for mental wellness and have hosted the exhibit for many years.
And so that'll start what? So first Friday, next
first Friday, May 4th. Okay. There'll be a gallery reception. A lot of the artists will be there. It's a great opportunity to support them. It's a great esteem boost for these individuals. Many have never shown in a professional gallery before, and to be able to sell their work and to interact with community members in a supportive environment is huge.
That's one of many events, and we're going to get into a lot as we go along. Suzanne Ludlum is with Trinity Yoga Therapy, and we're getting to what you do in your story as we go along this morning, Suzanne. But just the Trinity Yoga Therapy, how'd that all come about?
That's a long story, but let me put it in a nutshell for you, Ted. Several years ago, I started a practice where I worked with people individually in a therapeutic framework. And it more or less gravitated towards people with mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I came to this work more or less organically because of my mental health history. And I didn't put a shingle out. I didn't advertise. it just so happened that the people who started coming to me had mental health issues. And yoga therapy in itself is an up-and-coming, emerging specialty in the integrative health sciences. So you'll be hearing more about that in the future.
Yeah.
But yoga therapy, in a nutshell, is empowering an individual to be an active participant in their own healing process, whether they're healing from depression, trauma, anxiety, any other mental health issue, or other issues such as osteoporosis, low back pain, dealing with autoimmune issues. It really runs the whole gamut of illness and disease states. So I came into it about 10 years ago, and it's just evolved into more of a private practice. I since went on to get my master's degree in it. And I've seen so much healing take place in the room over the years that if I wasn't sold before, I'm definitely sold about the power of healing, healing through therapeutic yoga and therapeutic mind-body practices.
TrinityYogaAndHealing.com is Suzanne's website.
Actually, it's Trinity Yoga Therapy.
Trinity Yoga Therapy. Okay, there's no and. Trinity, okay. What is it again?
TrinityYogaTherapy.com.
TrinityYogaTherapy.com. Suzanne Ludlum here, Michelle Wagaman, Rita Girard. When we come back, we'll have Suzanne tell a little bit more of her story, and we'll talk about more of the events coming up throughout throughout the month of May for Mental Health Month. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
It is May will be Mental Health Month, and we're talking about that this morning with Suzanne Ludlum, Michelle Wagaman, and Rita Girard. We started, we took the break talking with Suzanne with Trinity Yoga Therapy about yoga therapy. You're also an author and have a story, and you touched a little bit about it just in mentioning your situation. This is all real personal to you, I guess.
It is. It's very personal.
What is your story?
In my early adulthood, I experienced a number of losses and traumas that sent me spiraling into a depression, really, that I just felt by the time I hit bottom was completely unrecoverable. And this was a long time ago, so this was before there was an awareness of mental health, so it was really in the closet. And there was, sadly there still is to some extent, but there was definitely back then a huge stigma about mental illness, a huge stigma about depression. I didn't know what depression was. All I knew was that I felt awful. I lost pretty much all of my family members, and so there was no support system. There was no one to speak to. There was no one to say, are you okay? There's no one to say, you don't look right, you don't feel right, you don't seem right, can I help you? And so I felt, on top of the stigma and the shame, I felt very isolated. And I hit bottom my eighth hospitalization, at which point I realized I can't do this anymore. I had a young child, and I had to take care of her, so I had to get well. And it took a long time, and that climb up was not without stumbles. It wasn't without falls. But during that climb, I came into a yoga class. And I started yoga not because I heard that it's good for your mental health, because, like I said, this is before the time where yoga and mental health were synonymous. But I went to it just strictly for physical reasons. I had spindly arms, and I wanted to buff up my arms.
Yeah.
And so I went, and it was a 90-minute class, and it was grueling. But when I left, I sat in my car, and I felt like there's something missing here.
Yeah.
Not that there's something more, but there was something missing. And what I realized was missing was my anger. Because I had recovered from the depression well enough at that point to be functioning and to function relatively well. I could go to work, I could take care of my daughter, I could take care of my house. But what it left in its wake was this, I call it a firestorm of fury. And anger became my default emotion. And not only anger, but rage, physical rage. And after that first yoga class, I didn't feel that anymore. And I didn't know if there was a connection, but I was so curious. I said, I have to go back. I have to go back for more. So I went back, and then, you know, that evolved into becoming a teacher, which evolved into becoming a yoga therapist. But in my own healing journey, I credit and I rely on yoga, meditation, mindfulness, cultivating self-compassion, because that's a really huge issue in people who have mental illness and people who are depressed, people who have had trauma. We judge ourselves and we criticize ourselves. And we feel like we're at fault somehow. We feel like we are isolated somehow. But the truth is, we're not alone. And that's the reason why I ultimately decided to write my memoirs, because I had something I had to say. I had something I had to share. I couldn't experience all that I experienced in my life and die without sharing it, because it would have been worth nothing.
Yeah.
I would have experienced it for no reason. There had to have been a reason bigger than me. And I sat on it for a while before I wrote the book. I said, I knew I have to tell my story, but I don't know what the purpose is. And when I sat on it and it gelled for a while, I'm talking about years, I let it go. And then it finally dawned on me at one point, I have to provide a message of hope. And that's truly what I feel the book is about, is it's a message of hope. Because if I could go through what I went through and not just survive, but to thrive and to have a wonderful life, other people can too. I truly felt like where I was unrecoverable. I truly felt like where I was my end. But I want to share with people that where you are now is not your end. It's not the end of your story. It's not the end of your life. You're not going to be here forever. You have to hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Reach out. If someone extends their hand, take it, because you're not alone. Let's get rid of the stigma. Let's get rid of the shame. Let's get the conversation started. Let's talk about this so we can all heal.
And Suzanne, you had every opportunity, you mentioned that you had no family members to lean on, and you had every reason to just give up and say there's no hope.
Mm-hmm. I did.
And so that's got to be a great encouragement to some people out there, maybe right now, that feel like you felt.
The thing about being inside the head of a suicidal person and inside the head of a depressed person is that we feel like we're alone. We feel like no one can have any idea what we feel like. And it is real. It's as real as sitting here in this chair. It's as real as looking at you right now.
Yeah.
This is your reality. You can't tell me that there's something better ahead because I don't believe it. But I'm here to say, do believe it. Because there is something better for you. You just have to hang on. I now consider the word hope an acronym. And for me, it means hang on, pain ends.
Wow. Hang on, pain ends for hope. What's the name of your book?
It's called An Imperfect Pilgrim, Trauma and Healing on This Side of the Rainbow.
Where can I get that?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on barnesandnoble.com. You can get it on. You can get it through the publisher, Balboa Press. If you walk into a brick and mortar Barnes & Noble, you can ask them to order it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's An Imperfect Pilgrim. Suzanne Ludlum is here. Trinity Yoga Therapy is her business and what she does in Stafford. What would you tell the person? Because you found hope in yoga, but if for someone, where do you turn? At least to try to get the ball rolling.
I'm going to interject because I read Suzanne's book, and I think that it would be helpful for you to share. You know, you said you lost your family, but to kind of give us the bullets of how did you lose your family and to what, and your own experience with an attempt. Okay, I think it would be really a helpful piece.
Sure. When I was 20, my sister died suddenly. She was anorexic and bulimic. And she choked on her own expunging. And then a year later, my mother died of a heart attack. There's a lot of alcoholism in my family. Mm-hmm. And so after my sister died, my mother crawled into a bottle and really never came out. And a year later, she was gone. 5 months later, my dad was gone from cancer. I did have a kid brother. He joined the Army, and I feel like the Army saved him for several years. But in the end, his demons caught up with him, and he took his own life. And during that time, I also had an attempt. And so I think what really helped me recover initially and start to bounce back from the bottom that I hit was knowing that I had a young child and she needs me. Now, everyone who was in that position might not have a young child, might not have the same thread of hope or thread of survival that I was lucky enough to hang on to, but everybody has something. And for me, it was having that young child. And at the time, my brother was still alive and having him too. You know, I could not take my own life and leave him. And it's a little ironic that he did take his own life, but I think by then I was on my road to recovery and I was already healing. And I stubbornly refused at that point to be defeated. But there were a lot of, like I said, the uphill climb was not without stumbles. It was not without challenges. It was not without falling down a few pegs. The first therapist I went to see was a horrific experience. He assaulted me. So that added to the stigma and added to the isolation I felt about reaching out for help, because the one person I did reach out to took advantage of me.
That happened, yeah.
So,
thank you for sharing. That's very brave. We are talking about some really heavy stuff, and if anyone is responding to this conversation and wants to reach out for help, RACSB Emergency Services therapists are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can reach them by 540-373-6876. Again, RACSB Emergency Services therapists are available all day, every day, 540-373-6876.
We're talking about mental health. May is Mental Health Month. Michelle Wagaman, Suzanne Ludlam, and Rita Girard here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Trouble swirling for the president.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
May is Mental Health Month, and we are talking about that this morning with Rita Girard, Michelle Wagaman, and Suzanne Ludlam. They are involved in various different efforts to really help educate the community on what's going on and what's available in this area with mental health. Again, in Imperfect Pilgrim, Suzanne, was the book that you mentioned that you wrote. And, boy, the journey you've been on, I think for people who listen to that or can go back and listen to the podcast, I think would give a lot of people hope that because we all tend to look at our situation and think it can't get any worse.
And we think it can't get any better.
Or getting better, yeah.
But the truth is it can get better.
Yeah.
It definitely can get better.
And you're a great example of that, and are able now to help people through what you do with yoga.
And you know, when I talk about the stigma, I'm actually really surprised, because my journey started when I was 20. And that was, I'll just say, a long time ago. But all these years later, there's still the stigma and there's still the shame. And according to the World Health Organization, depression today is the number one cause of disability. So why are we not talking more about it? By the year 2020, it's going to be the number two global health issue. That's what they predict. Why are we not talking about it? Let's take it out of the closet. Let's start talking about it. That's where the healing begins. The first words out of someone's mouth, that's where the healing begins. Even if they just say, I'm hurting. I don't know what to do. I feel awful. if they can't define it any more clearly than that, that's all it takes for a good listening ear to respond and say, let me help you. Here, take my hand. Life is messy. Take my hand. But guess what? Life is also beautiful. Take my hand. I'll walk with you through your journey.
Right. And though I think that that's what happened a couple years ago when I was introduced to the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board and Michelle and that whole team of people. And we started working with Mary Washington Healthcare and doing some collaboration. And we wanted to address some serious topics in regard to behavioral health. But what we said from the very beginning is what we want to do is not just at the end of whatever it is that we're trying to bring awareness to that people go, yep, that's a problem. It's like, no, we want people to go, there's hope. There are things to do. And so one of the things that Michelle's going to talk about, because I'm choking right this moment, is mental health first aid and what RACSB does to help people learn about what they can do to help their world.
Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
Mental health first aid is an 8-hour course, and it gives you the tools to help have the conversation. A lot of people are scared to ask what's wrong because you are scared of the answer and that you would have to respond. And people don't necessarily feel comfortable to do that. And the big thing is to learn more, raise awareness, and to be given the skills so that you can assess for risk of suicide or harm, that you feel more comfortable to listen and just be there. Maybe you don't have the right words, but just being present to be comfortable in that, to give you the tools to give reassurance and to know what community resources are available, as well as self-help options. Self-care is a big part of that. And so we've trained more than 800 people in mental health first aid over the last 4 years. So I decided whoever is our thousands, we're going to give them a prize. It might just be balloons, but we're keeping track of that for the next year.
There's a prize.
There's going to be a prize for whoever is the thousands, because I think that's exciting. So we also teach youth mental health first aid. So that's for teachers, caregivers, parents, coaches, scout leaders, anyone who interacts with youth. We teach a higher ed module. And so this past year, we trained all of the resident advisors at the University of Mary Washington. And that's huge. And we also teach the public safety module. So all of the cadets going through the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy now get 8 hours of mental health first aid for public safety. And so the more people we can train in our community, the more we can have these conversations, the more awareness we can bring, we can reduce stigma and just foster a community that cares.
Right. So here's the deal. It's like having a mental health issue is heavy. It's like when I feel depressed or I'm anxious, it feels like somebody's put something on my chest that it's like I would just like it to go away. It's actually heavy. And so if you use that visual and then you think about, well, that's shifting, but thinking, let's move that big heavy piece of furniture in the living room. Well, you wouldn't even consider trying to move that big heavy piece of furniture on your own. You would ask somebody for help. Well, why don't we do the same darn thing when we're dealing with a heavy issue like depressions, you know, thoughts of suicide, anxiety? One of the programs that we have at Mental Health America is we offer a 6-week support group for teens, kids in high school who are struggling with depression and anxiety. We partnered with Wellspring. It's Wellspring, whatever. Counseling, who they facilitate this 6-week group to help kids learn, get a toolbox of how do you deal with what you're going through, not just how to recognize it, but how do you actually work through it and change how you think so that you can change how you feel. And that's actually starting on May 2nd. And so there's still a few spots available. I know that you, Michelle, are doing mental health first aid. And that's at the beginning of May as well.
Yes, we're offering the adult course May 2nd and 3rd. It is 8 hours, so we break the adult curriculum up over 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then also May 9th, we're offering the youth mental health first aid. And then if you go to the RappahannockAreaCSB.org website, you'll get the training dates for the rest of the year. And if your organization would like to bring the training to your staff, we're happy to make arrangements to do that.
I think it was one of the shows we did last fall, Michelle, and we talked about some of these basics. Because a lot of us, like you say, you don't want to ask, in case all of a sudden mm-hmm. someone unloads, or you've got in your mind, well, let's, I don't want to bring up, you know, mm-hmm. you don't want to say, are you think in your mind, I don't want to say, are you thinking about suicide? Because then they'll think about it, and you've said no.
Ask the question. Practice. Ask the question in the mirror. Get comfortable saying it, because it gives the individual who may be struggling that opportunity to share, and it can be a release to them that you noticed and that you cared. You're not putting the thought in the individual's mind. It's already there. So please get comfortable. Ask the question. Take mental health first aid, where we practice in class, so that you are comfortable and better equipped to respond.
And genetic predisposition aside, depression's not contagious. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask.
Well, Rita, when you said this is such a hard topic, because so often if you, for the person who doesn't have it, a lot of times you initially just think, oh, just go take a walk, you know.
Get over it. Come on. Put on act your age.
Right.
Yeah. No. Right. And that's not helpful.
No.
And, but again, what we want to do is point to hope and healing, and that'll kind of hopefully segue into what we have coming up on May 21st.
I was going to say that May 21st. I'm sure you all are looking forward to this. You're bringing a movie to town that deals with this topic.
Yes. Yeah, so Kevin Hines is a gentleman who, at the age of 19, attempted to take his life by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge, and survived. And since then, it's been his mission to use his story to help others stay alive and find recovery. And he's gone around the country, international, speaking to live audiences, mainly teens. But then he decided, how can I reach a wider audience to spread this message of hope and healing? And he just finished a movie. It's called The Ripple Effect. And we are partnering with Be Well Rappahannock Council, which is a new council here in the Rappahannock area, Mary Washington Healthcare, the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board, Rappahannock United Way, Community Foundation, the Robert Cullen O'Neill Memorial Fund, Trinity Yoga Therapy, and Mental Health America. We're partnering together to put this film on. It's going to be on Monday, May 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Regal Cinema. And you're going to tell us all the details on how people can get their tickets, or Michelle is.
If you go to Facebook, that's probably the easiest way.
Okay.
And go to either RACSB, Trinity Yoga, United Way, Mary Washington Healthcare, Mental Health America, and go to our events. And Suicide the Ripple Effect is one of our upcoming events, and there's multiple links to get your tickets. It is a crowdsourced documentary through Gather Film, so pre-purchase of tickets is required.
Okay.
And that's probably the easiest way. There also is suicidetherippleeffect.com, the website about the film. I had the opportunity to meet Kevin and hear him speak a couple years ago, and he's fantastic. He's in D.C. this past week at the National Conference for Behavioral Health, sharing his story, screening the documentary. He also has a book called Cracked, Not Broken, which tells his story of recovery and hope. And the documentary really wants to show the ripple effect of how an individual taking their life has a ripple effect on their friends and family and community.
Yeah. Wow. What a great, and this is the kind of thing. Whether you've dealt with this, you know of someone. I mean, take someone if you know that this will be something that can help someone in your family or someone you work with.
I'd like to also add that he has bipolar, and he still suffers with it. He openly says that he still hears the voices. He still struggles with it. But I love this one quote that he said: "I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I know it's there." And that's key, because all of these healing modalities, and in my case, the yoga and mindfulness, it's not a one-size-fits-all, okay, I'm doing yoga now, so I'm all better, or I do this, and I'm all better. We learn to navigate through those difficult times, because they may resurface. And in my case, they do resurface. Sometimes those demons do come knocking on my door, and I just say, you're not allowed in. Because what brought us down that dark path in part anyway, or I should just refer to myself, were the voices in my head telling me these false stories. And that's the voice of the conditioned self. So through the mind-body techniques, and I don't know if Kevin does any of that sort of thing, but you learn not to pay attention to those voices in your head. You learn to navigate around them and navigate through them and not see them as the truth, because they're not the truth. And so what's really key is, even when people are recovering from mental illness or they're on their healing journey, there may be setbacks. Even years later, years after you're out of your darkness, there may be setbacks. But that doesn't mean that you failed, and that doesn't mean that you're going to fall down that pit again necessarily. You have the tools that you learn along the way to help you stay strong and to help keep your head above water.
A great example, Kevin was on the Grammys. Logic performed the National Suicide Hotline number, and Kevin Hines was standing behind him, and his wife posted on social media before that he was in the back on stage doing push-ups. That was part of his well care before going on this national stage. So that it's key, that individual self care.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So again, it's May 21st, 7:30 at Regal Theater over there on Route 3. It's called Suicide, the Ripple Effect. And Michelle, you said if you go to the Rappahannock Area Community Services Board Facebook page, there's information on how to get tickets there.
Yes, or Mental Health America, Trinity Yoga. It's all of us on the events page. It's probably the easiest way to get tickets, yes.
Okay.
There's also on the events page a trailer for the film.
Okay.
So if you're thinking about bringing your teenager or preteen, you can see the trailer. And if you're comfortable with that trailer, you'll be comfortable with your adolescent seeing this film.
May 21st, 7:30, Regal Theater, Suicide, the Ripple Effect. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
May Mental Health Month, and we have been talking about some heavy things, but a lot of good information, and a lot of information that's around here that will be available in the next talking about all this. Again, May 21st, Regal Theater, Suicide, the Ripple Effect. And you can go to the Facebook pages or websites for Trinity Yoga Therapy, Rappahannock Area Community Services Board, Mental Health America of Fredericksburg, and find out information on the events about getting tickets for that. Rita, there are some you've got some utilizing the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in the next month or so.
Right. So the library does events. They have speakers come in. And two of the people who are on my Mental Health America Fredericksburg board, Linda Mixon, who is a licensed certified social worker, and Larissa Ruskinen, also her credentials are she's a PsyD, but they're each two different nights providing a talk on the mindful you, powerful skills to handle stress. One of them is going to be at Salem Church Library on May 8th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And then the other one is going to be at Porter Library on May 17th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And so it's free. You don't have to register. Just show up. If anybody goes to the library, they have this fabulous magazine, and so it's advertised in there as well. Or you can just call my office, and I'll give you details.
You also have you offer, we talked a little bit earlier about teens, and you offer some great help to teens.
Yes. So a couple years ago, we got a small grant through the Community Foundation, Youth and Philanthropy, and we started a teen support group. And so this is our fifth iteration of this teen support group, where it's teens who are in high school who get together and it's facilitated by a licensed therapist. And so there's education piece to it, but there's a support piece. And the support piece is the powerful thing. One of the participants, one of the very first participants, her name is Angela. Her mom wrote me after she finished the course, a few months after, and sent me a picture of Angela. And so when I first met Angela at the first meeting, she was disheveled. She had just, and her mom, we have permission to tell her story, but she had been hospitalized for an attempt, and she struggled with so many different issues. But what her mom wrote was that the support group, along with other things, helped Angela realize that she was not alone. And it gave her some powerful skills to be able to navigate life. And so she sent me this picture, but she told me that she was graduating from high school. She was buying her first car. She was going to dental school. And then when I clicked on the picture and I saw her, I would not have recognized this young girl for love nor money because she looked so different. She looked peaceful, happy, joyful. And that's the whole point, is that when we reach out and say, hey, I need help, and somebody is there to take your hand and give you that help, you can have hope and healing in your life. And so we do have another group starting next Wednesday, May 2nd. You can call my office and get details.
What's the number?
540-371-2704.
Or just look up Mental Health America of Fredericksburg online. You mentioned, Michelle, the Art of Recovery will be on First Friday, and then that'll be at the Pawn Shop for the next month.
For the entire month of May, yes. Please come on out and support the artists in the gallery.
And then Mental Health First Aid is May 2nd and 3rd, and that's at your offices?
We're actually, we partner with United Way to host it, and they have a great community room.
Yeah.
And registration is online at RappahannockAreaCSB.org.
And you've described that. Boy, that's, we'll do more and talk about more of that, because that really is out there. And that, like you say, that's we all want to be trained in first aid, and there's all the hands-only stuff now that you get trained in. This is the same thing.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, we would love for everyone to be CPR first aid, and that's the same for mental health first aid. You're just that initial response to get someone professional help.
You mean, you never know, because somebody who's sitting in a cubicle next to you, or somebody you sit next to at church or wherever.
Exactly.
So it's out there in Rappahannock Area Community Services Board with all the information there. Suzanne Ludlum is with Trinity Yoga Therapy. You gave a great, was it Hang On Pain Ends for Hope? That was a great that was a great acronym of breaking that down, and your story. Just thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Trinity Yoga Therapy, how can people find out more information about what you offer and what you do?
You can go to my website, www.trinityyogatherapy.com. You could also contact me either through the contact page on my website, or you can just call me directly, 540-841-2790. I might also want to mention that this Saturday from 2 to 5 at Yoga Foundation, I'll be giving a presentation and leading the group in a gentle, mindful yoga practice. I'll read a few excerpts from my book. We'll have a discussion, Q&A. It will be very confidential, so whatever is talked about in the room will stay in the room. But it's an open discussion. People can ask questions. They can share their own story. And we can talk a little bit about mental health, mental illness, and how mind-body modalities can help people heal. And then the practice I'll be leading them in is geared towards empowering self-empowerment.
Suzanne's book is An Imperfect Pilgrim, Trauma and Healing on This Side of the Rainbow. Suzanne Ludlum, Michelle Wagaman, Rita Girard, thanks for this show and for all that you guys do in the community. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank you, Ted.
May is Mental Health Month. That is it. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.